Well, it's that time of the year when the wonderful Great Lakes Folk Festival is on the near horizon. The festival is produced by the equally outstanding MSU Museum, and here to tell us more is Laura Helou, the acting director of the MSU Museum. Laura, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
The Great Lakes Folk Festival coming up in about a week. Tell us a little bit about some of the special features this year.
Sure. Well, we consider this a living museum exhibition, and it's going to be in downtown East Lansing, August 12th through the 14th. We've got just about 21 hours of programming throughout the weekend, and it really is just a celebration of culture, tradition, community, and we see through performances, interactions, hands-on activities, ways that traditions are passed on by master artists and the skills and wisdom and authenticity that they share with us.
Well, every year, I don't know how long you folks have been doing this, but it's been a long time, and I know it's been very successful. Tell us a little bit about, you have some award recipients every year that you recognize?
We do. I think at the heart of the festival in a lot of ways is our Michigan Heritage Award program. And this is run through the MSU Museum, and it recognizes really sort of natural treasures in our state. Mm-hmm. People who work in their community, lifelong high achievers in community building, traditional arts, heritage, and culture. This year, we have a number of award winners. I think it's the most that we've ever had at a folk festival. We have six, and they come from all over the state, Hessel, Michigan. We have people who are dancers. They do clogging, and they'll also do demonstrations so people can see what that's all about. We've got a Native American artist who does beadwork and leatherwork and copper jewelry. We've got a square dance caller. We have a marimba builder, instrument maker. We have an a cappella gospel singer. We have another person who's a boat builder and restorer. And we'll have a program that celebrates them, and they get an award and a proclamation from the governor. And then we also invite them to perform, demonstrate, and they'll be doing some programs in the children's folk activity area. So people can really see the process, what it takes to do these traditional arts, how they learned it and experience it that way.
Well, we're talking about folk music and folk art and, mm-hmm. and folk heritage, uh-huh. and then we talk about the role and mission of a museum.
Yeah.
It's all about cultural sustainability.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I like so much about this event is that we don't really consider ourselves concert producers per se. We're really presenting tradition bearers, mm-hmm. people that are so invested in education and outreach and sharing their tradition. So certainly you'll see a performance, but you'll also really get a deep understanding, I think, of how they learned, who taught them, the meaning of the materials that they use or the meanings and the special associations around traditions, rituals, ceremonies, and that sort of thing.
Well, one thing about concerts, I mean, concerts are a lot of fun to uh-huh. go to, usually big crowds and performers yeah. on stage. But with folk artists and with your festival, it's very interactive.
It is. Yeah, we literally take over downtown East Lansing. So we'll have five music and dance stages, big and small. Wow. So on the music side of things, most of the musicians will play anywhere from 2 to 4 times throughout the weekend. And they'll be on a big stage, and maybe we'll put them on a small stage, which is much more intimate. You can be up close. There's an ethnomusicologist or a facilitator who might prompt them with a couple questions to help the audience understand the skills and traditions that they're talking about.
Well, I know, you know, it's about a week away, like you said, August 12th through 14th, but you always appreciate your volunteers.
We do. You know, turning the city into a festival site is no easy trick. The city of East Lansing is fantastic with all the services and employees that they bring, but we couldn't produce this event without volunteers. We have 300 to 400 volunteers that help us in everything from artist transportation, getting ice around to some of the refreshment stations.
Some of these people probably come back year after
year.
Oh,
they
right?
do. Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great way to experience an event real up close.
Well, if people listening to this, I know it's just a week away, but if they're interested in volunteering, they can contact the MSU Museum.
Absolutely, yeah, museum.msu.edu, or our kind of our home base of operations on site is the Marriott right in the lobby there. So, yeah, come and see us.
I know you like to mention some of this is sponsored by the National Endowment for the Humanities,
right.
But you also take private donations as
well. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We take donations online, and you'll also see people on site. We call them the Bucket Brigade. So we take those dollars that we can shake out of people's wallets, too.
Well, again, give us the dates and the times, if you would, Laura, for our listeners.
Sure. It's August 12th through the 14th in downtown East Lansing. Friday, we kick off at 6 o'clock at the MIC stage right outside the Marriott, 6 to 10:30. Saturday is noon to 10:30, and Sunday is 12 to 6.
Downtown East Lansing, August 12th through 14th. We've got a few seconds left. I know that you've got a couple of outstanding exhibits at the museum that we're going to have a chance to talk about at a later time, but give us a little snapshot.
Well, we're thrilled to have an exhibit that we worked with National Geographic magazine on called Taking Back Detroit, and it features some of the most outstanding photographs from the piece that debuted in the magazine a few months back, and we supplemented it with some MSU stories as well.
Well, I'm going to get over and see it, and then we'll have you back, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But in the meantime, it's called the Great Lakes Folk Festival, August 12th through 14th, produced by the MSU Museum. I've been talking with Laura Helou, who is the acting director. Laura, always great having you on the program.
Thanks, Kirk.